got a few people at the first microphone. Just remind everybody there are two. And when you come and I call on you, you've got 45 seconds. That's the sweet spot we tried to settle on to get your comment out or your question asked. And yeah, we'll stick to the topics and have a great night. So, sir, you ready to kick us off? Let's do it.
A recent Angus Reid poll found that only 13% of Albertans have a relationship with Ottawa as a top concern. I am very worried that this panel is serving no function other than to advance and strengthen the separatist rhetoric. Premier Smith, you have said you are against separatism. However, you made it easier for separatists to hold a referendum. You spoke out against Elections Alberta in favor of the separatists, and you supported the separatists in court with a government lawyer. You have stated you are appeasing the separatists to avoid splitting your party and risking your hold on power. And now you are pushing these policies right out of the separatist playbook. You continue to push identity politics, ideology-driven policy, and grievance politics where everything is somebody else's fault. I have one question for the panel. Do any members of the panel, considering both the positives and negatives, feel that the province should not proceed with any of the proposed policies, or is the panel only interested in pushing a one-sided predetermined outcome?
I'm going to place you as not in favor of the discussion tonight in that category. Thank you, sir, for kicking us off. Okay. Let's go over. You've used your 45 seconds, sir.
Well, so, let me just, if I may.
Okay.
The issue of equalization is not just an Alberta issue, and it's not just a Quebec issue. It is also a Newfoundland and Labrador issue. When they looked at the way in which they are a net payer into Confederation, even though they're one of our smallest provinces with one of our most highly indebted governments, they launched a lawsuit saying that they deserve the same equal per capita transfers as big provinces like Ontario, Quebec, and others. British Columbia joined them in that lawsuit, as did
these years, oh, this is Native Americans, you see it, yeah.